Thanks for being with us on this Friday Takeaway today. I'm Todd Zwillick, and this week there's been more turmoil at the State Department. President Donald Trump and his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, really don't get along. Now, that's not new. What is new is that on Thursday, the New York Times reported that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly has developed a plan to replace Rex Tillerson at State and put in his place CIA Director Mike Pompeo. Listen to White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders and State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert here back to back.
I think his future right now is to continue working hard as the Secretary of State, continue working with the President to carry out his agenda.
The White House statement confirmed that there will be no personnel changes. It is a fact that Secretary Tillerson serves at the pleasure of the President, as we all do, as does every political appointee and cabinet member.
Sufficiently ambiguous statements there from the White House and from Foggy Bottom. To hear career officials at the State Department tell it, they won't be sorry to see Rex Tillerson go if, in fact, he does. Tillerson, in his brief tenure, has brought them a hiring freeze, a proposed 30% budget cut, and a rapid loss of senior personnel. Daniel Benjamin served as ambassador at large and coordinator for counterterrorism at the State Department. He was the principal counterterrorism advisor to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. He's now a professor at Dartmouth. Daniel Benjamin, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Ambassador, the White House has not confirmed that Rex Tillerson is going, but they haven't denied it either. Why is Tillerson apparently out here? What are you hearing?
The relationship between the president and Secretary of State never really took off. There's been a whole series of clashes, and in particular cases in which the president has undermined the secretary. The secretary has tried to do things that resemble normal diplomacy and trying to calm down, for example, the feud between the Saudis and the Qataris in one case, or trying to start diplomacy with North Korea. And the president has undercut him by, in particular, tweeting things like, Rex, don't waste your time on diplomacy on the Korean Peninsula. Then there was the episode where it was leaked that the secretary, I think, had referred to the president as a moron. Doesn't usually help your relationship with your boss. And so it seems like this relationship has been in a downward spiral for quite some time.
All right. So enough palace intrigue at the State Department. Let's talk about the real world. How do other countries see a shakeup like this? Do they just wait it out, or do they perceive a real weakness in American diplomacy if Rex Tillerson is gone less than a year into the administration and is replaced with someone else?
Most of our diplomatic partners around the world, I think, will look at this as a confirmation of what they have thought to be the case all along, which is that the State Department and the Secretary of State in particular is not someone who is really empowered to speak for the United States government. I don't think there will be any particular nostalgia, any warm feelings for Tillerson, who hasn't been a terribly active Secretary of State and really has spent much more time closeted on the seventh floor of the department working on his reorganization of the department. But, you know, this news was leaked yesterday, the day before Tillerson takes off for a trip to Europe. And I'm sure that his European interlocutors are viewing this as kind of a charade. Why are they talking to this guy if he doesn't speak for the U.S. government? And that undermines American diplomacy in a pretty serious way.
Meanwhile, back at State Department headquarters in Washington, D.C., Ambassador, reports of a mass exodus of career professionals and officials either fired, relieved, or retiring due to Rex Tillerson's reorganization plan that you mentioned, the ranks of senior-level officials thinned out. What's the effect here in the department?
Well, the effect is very, very serious and very damaging. To have your senior leadership largely decapitated in a manner like that is hugely demoralizing. And equally important, we're losing absolutely invaluable stores of knowledge and diplomatic capacity. And that is going to make it very difficult for the U.S. to negotiate the deals it wants, the arrangements it wants around the world.
Can you give a little bit more of a detailed picture of what the upper ranks of Foreign Service officials look like, including ambassadors, unfilled ambassador seats in American embassies around the world?
So to begin with, there are something like 75 senior positions in the department that have not been filled, and I believe that doesn't count the embassies. We do not have an ambassador, for example, in South Korea. We do not have an assistant secretary of state for East Asian affairs. So the whole notion of creating a diplomatic game plan for dealing with the North Korean nuclear issue is kind of silly. I mean, to the extent that there is any plan and that we're not just reacting, it's being created without the input of the most senior, most experienced diplomats that we have. You know, it's a little like trying to plan your global security policies without having, you know, half of your generals.
Well, let's give Rex Tillerson his say here and hear from him on the whole notion of the upper ranks of the State Department being hollowed out.
I read these articles that there's this hollowing out. I take offense to that on their behalf because the people that are serving in those roles are doing extraordinary work.
Daniel Benjamin, the Secretary of State, is offended on behalf of the Foreign Service and the senior members of the State Department.
Right. And it's like that scene in Casablanca. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that there's gambling going on in the casino. He may be offended, but he and his minions haven't hesitated to very peremptorily simply show the door to some of our senior most diplomats, including, you know, asking people if they could be out of the building in a day or two. So, you know, I have to say this is not a very serious statement by the nation's top diplomat.
Ambassador Daniel Benjamin, what would it take to hire these people back eventually if someone decides to sort of restock the State Department? I mean, a lot of these jobs are mandated by Congress, right? They might be open seats left unfilled. Can't a new Secretary of State just go on a hiring binge?
In theory, a new Secretary of State, with the agreement of the president and with the assent of Congress, which will have to confirm lots of these people, could bring them back as political appointees. But I think that, you know, these are extremely talented people who, for the most part, will have very good prospects in the private sector. And so I would say at a minimum, restocking the department is going to be a 10-year project. And if the eliminations, if the firings continue and the demoralization continues, it could wind up being a much longer project.
Daniel Benjamin, former ambassador at large and counterterrorism coordinator at the State Department. Ambassador, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
After I spoke with Daniel earlier today, Rex Tillerson responded to the reports detailing his imminent departure. He called them laughable, but he offered no other comment besides that. We'll keep following this story at the State Department as it develops.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.